This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled The Recognition of the Biblical Canon, A Brief Historical Overview. This paper explores how the biblical canon came to be recognized, not imposed, by the Church. Contrary to popular misconceptions, no single ecumenical council dictated the contents of Scripture for all Christians. Instead, the canon was affirmed through centuries of community discernment, theological conflict, and providential development. I begin by tracing the use of the Hebrew Scriptures in early Jewish and Christian communities, especially focusing on the role of the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament. Used by the apostles and quoted throughout the New Testament, the Septuagint became the Old Testament of the early church. I highlight how the Dead Sea Scrolls and early church fathers like Origen affirm that the Hebrew text of their time was far more fluid than the later Masoretic tradition. Paper then surveys the contributions of Origen's Hexapla, the influence of the councils of Hippo and Carthage, and the theological responses to heresies like Martianism that necessitated a clearer definition of sacred scripture. I walk through the canonical criteria, antiquity, apostolicity, catholicity, and orthodoxy, and show how these shaped both Old and New Testament recognition across time. I also address the unique role of Greek as the providential language for gospel proclamation. I argue that the translation of Hebrew revelation into Greek grammar and vocabulary wasn't merely convenient, it was strategic. It allowed the gospel to spread rapidly and with precision throughout the Greco-Roman world. Without the Septuagint, the church's theology and missionary success would have looked very different. Finally, I walk through the differences between Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox canons, explaining how the deuterocanonical and apocryphal books were treated across time, and how councils such as Trent, Jerusalem, and decisions by groups like the British and Foreign Bible Society in 1825 shaped what books ended up in our Bibles today. If you've ever wondered how the Church recognized Scripture, or why different branches of Christianity use different canons, this paper offers a clear, historically grounded overview rooted in both faith and fact. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying Scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!